Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
So much better when you push the button on it.
Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You know how it goes. I don't have to beat my brains out with this. You really do have a clue. I know you do. You know? I mean, get involved, get engaged. It's not hard to figure out. Really, seriously. Oh, that would help too, huh? Anyway, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you show. Hey, look, let me start off with a little happy, happy positiveness, right? I mean, seriously. Let's look at, what do we got here? Let's look at the young man last week, or the week before. He was, he had an American flag, if you recall, on the back of his pickup truck. And he was told that he had to remove that flag. And that he could be, you know, driving around the parking lot with the flag, you know, I mean, driving to school or driving around the school with the flag on. I don't know if you remember this, right? I think his name was Cameron Blasek. Sounds too much like that other one, that professor. Anyway, a local, I guess it was a paint and body shop or a wrap shop, they heard about it. They called him, because thank God he defied. They called him, and he, they asked him if they could wrap his truck in the American flag. They're like, yeah, sure, go for it. And so they wrapped his truck, and now what's the school going to do about it? Nothing. So, again, I think it's great. This is these are the things we have to do. Right? This is now technically a paid job, right? So, they told him originally, if you don't remove the flag, you're getting written up for insubordination. I told him, hey, you know, there's no rules or regulations that say I can't have a flag. Right? Now, other students saw what happened to him. They all showed up with, I'm looking at this thing laughing. They all showed up with flags on their truck. Let's take, out of Cincinnati, let's take GCI Digital. They heard about Cameron's issue, and then they decided, hey, let's do a wrap on the truck of the American flag. And the big letters on the side of it, he was fine with it. It says, we the people, 1776. Now, Blasek is already a fan of his new red, white, and blue edition. I love it. I've been, you know, it's only been one day at school so far, but I think it's great. I love driving around with the big flag all over my vehicle. I think it's awesome. See, a young kid, excited about representing his country with the flag. I think the American flag represents people who fought and served for this country and lost their lives for our freedoms. Now, you know, people, yeah, well, you know, these people aren't free, that people aren't free. Well, guess what? They are. They are free. It's a regular citizen sometimes that don't make you feel that way. And you need to push back on it. You need to push back on racism. You need to push back on bigotry. You need to push back on all these things. Seriously. And people, they don't want to. They don't want somebody to feel bad. Oh, I just said Joey Biden. I didn't mean that. Right? And now, after consulting with the superintendent, it was determined that the school could allow the U.S. flag while still restricting other flags. No kidding! Day. Apparently, there was some confusion. Right? The principal thought that flags weren't allowed on school grounds. Right? You know, the potential safety issues with visibility, 500, 600 teenage drivers leaving at the same time. We were worried. Yeah, what a bunch of BS. You know that. You shouldn't have a flag on the back of your truck because somebody... Let me tell you what. I see somebody's teenagers driving. Right? Yeah, phone up to one side of the head. They're holding the phone up to the side of their head, right? They got a vape in their mouth and somehow they're driving down the road. Figure that one out. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Yeah, got a big Cal exit going on if you're out of California. I don't know how they're going to keep their losing tax money on a daily basis. And I don't know how they're going to make this work. Because they keep taxing the crud out of everybody. They just passed a new homeless bill that'll put another $6 billion in the governor's pocket. So he can mismanage that as well, you know, make sure his cronies get all the contracts for this. And you're going to see it happen more and more and more and more, right? The poll results this spring were started. Fully half of the American Republicans now believe that, California is in decline. 48% of them think it's a state. It's not really American. I agree with them. Right? Roughly one-fourth of all Americans holding distinctly negative views about California now. Those were the conclusions of a survey taken by the Los Angeles Times. We can talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Alfonso Rachel. Love it when he's on with us. Oh, Zoe. That's right, for some of you. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, and you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Push every button and don't work right. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get along. Get along. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. And do something. Do something more than nothing. You know what that means? You may have to read a little. Oh, my God. So, anyway, you know, you really do. You want to get informed. Because, frankly, honestly, we don't want to be them. I know. I say it all the time. Some of you think I'm nuts. But it's the truth. You need. We don't want to be them. We want to be better than them. We want to make sure we have real information, and we just don't have this information that just scares the crud out of them, right? Because that's what they do. They make you nervous because Republicans are going to take away your Social Security. They're going to put some of y'all back in chains. They're going to, put women back in the kitchen, pregnant and barefoot and something else or other. I don't even know, but I'm sure we got something planned for you women. I'll have to find out from Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi what it is we have planned for you. So I don't know. Anyway, let me bring somebody on who's a heck of a lot smarter than I am. Alfonso Rachel joins. What are you laughing for? Alfonso Rachel joins me, lovingly referred to as Zoe. Always appreciate his time with me. And, Zoe, right? I mean, it's bad. Republicans, bad, 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 bad.
Oh, yeah, man, we're the worst. The worst is, meanwhile, we got the Letitia James that's going out. I mean, they're talking about how Republicans are going to take this and take that, and she's going to go and just seize all of Donald Trump's assets and whatnot.
Yeah.
It's always the Democrats that have their pockets, in their hands and deep in other people's pockets, while they're accusing Republicans about their stealing.
What I love about all this the most, though, is remember something. There people are running around going, well, if he doesn't want his property taken, he shouldn't commit crimes. And you're going, okay, what was the crime? We're all still, even Democrat lawyers are saying we don't know what the crime is here. We don't know what he did wrong. Right?
Yeah. How many times I keep trying to tell mainstream Republican voters. Trying to reason with the left wing is pointless because reason is not what they that's not the language that they speak. Their language is imagination. You have to imagine that Trump did something wrong.
Yeah.
Right? It's like everything about what they believe and what they're going for is based on imagination, and that's the thing that you actually have to combat them with. While still it's the vehicle of imagination. While sticking to the truth, they do neither one. They use the vehicle of imagination, but that's just where they live, in imagination land.
It's funny you should say that, because even the judge, which I thought was hilarious, brings in the expert, the banking expert, and said there was nothing done, there was nothing wrong here. The guy from the bank who showed up said, we lost nothing. We didn't lose nickel one. And this is a common practice. And we go down the assets and we look at them and go, okay, that's good. And we actually loan based on what we perceive and or believe is truth and, real numbers. But the judge said, I don't care. I'm not listening to you. You make no sense, right?
Yeah, it's and anybody who's going to sell something there's usually a second opinion when it comes to an appraisal, and Trump can say, this costs this much, and the bank is like, okay, we'll take your word for it, but as Reagan would say, trust but verify. We're going to go and verify your appraisal, and at the end of the day, if you want this loan, you're going to have to go with our conclusion. And so it's not like Trump can just say that, hey, this is what I say it is, and it's final. They're still going to double check.
No, it is. And actually, it is kind of funny. It's funny that you have these people that this judge, I don't know him from Adam, but I'm sure he didn't run any kind of high-end business. Can't even get a haircut, for God's sakes. And, you look at this guy. What gives him the right to tell an expert in the field, you're wrong. I'm not going to believe your numbers. Yeah. And we go with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's just how Democrats do. Whatever they say, and according to their imaginations, that's what we have to live by. And at some point, man, we got to be like, you know what? Y'all ain't doing this anymore.
No. Well, you're seeing, I do a lot of national stuff on this show. And you don't always tie things together right away. You're just kind of sitting on stuff and doing what you need to do and what have you. So a rash of stories tonight that I was pulling up, and I pulled them all up at one time. And then I started seeing things almost like they were coming together, right? Oregon is now shutting down small farms because the Oregon authorities need to save the small farmers from themselves. Okay. I mean, seriously, you can't get crazier than this because, a lot of them are struggling financially. A lot of them, and I want you to think about something. They're only targeting the, family farms. They're not targeting the big conglomerate farms, right? So, you know, they're trying to save these farms from themselves. I won't get into detail yet because I want to. The IRS now has fired a warning shot to the one percenters, saying you will pay your fair share. We're going to scrutinize every mile you drive, every this. So they're putting a whole team together just to go after people with lots and lots and lots of money, right?
Okay.
And, I mean, I'm going down, I start looking at these stories, I'm thinking to myself, well, wait a minute. A lot of these start to tie together as to what you can and can't do, right? In L.A. County, California now, they're talking about how, you know, you could only grow so much food at one time because they're afraid if you grow too much food, you might give it away to your neighbors or you might sell it or whatever. And, you know, they don't know what you're putting into it. They don't know if it's organic or got chemical. But it's like, shut up. Leave us alone. Yeah. Right?
So the party that's cherry-picked scripture and that says that you're supposed to be your brother's keeper and love your neighbor, when you try to do that, they want to scrutinize or stigmatize that. And I was wondering, like in Oregon, are they talking about like just farms, or are they talking about ranches too? Or are they, farmers and ranches?
They didn't say anything about ranches. It was all basically farming, right?
Okay.
And you're thinking, okay, so if I got too much food, I don't mind giving it to my neighbor. I have too many tomatoes before they go bad. Let my neighbor have them, my cucumbers, whatever, right? And all of a sudden, that's a bad thing.
Yes, it's a bad thing when Democrats don't have control over how it's being distributed. That way they can pat themselves on the back and say, look what a good person I am. It's like, you have to wait for us to come and steal your stuff from you or regulate how this is going to be traded before you can do anything. All right?
Oh, and but you know what's amazing to me? This endless supply of breath and air that they have to keep pushing this garbage. They never take a break. They never stop, right? They just keep going.
Yep.
It's just amazing. All right, we got to go for a quick break when we come back. I got a bunch of stories I want to go over with you. Like that young man, I want to hit you with that one, who was chastised for having an American flag on the back of his truck at school. Can't have that. That doesn't work. All right. Be back in a minute.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US USA News update. An immigration riot is unfolding in El Paso, Texas. Accounts indicate the Texas National Guard faced a significant challenge as waves of illegal immigrants tried to break through border barriers on Thursday. Footage depicts a number of migrants engaging in altercations with soldiers. Attorney General Merrick Garland says Apple has monopolized the smartphone market. He announced in a briefing on Thursday that the Justice Department, along with a coalition of state attorneys general and district attorneys, is suing Apple for allegedly breaching antitrust laws. Despite surging mortgage rates, home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February. The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline attributed to those high mortgage rates. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. You become part of the solution when you get informed. Just like this guy. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He is the host of the Zoloft, the Zopian Den, anti-fuddy-duddy, and I do mean anti-fuddy-duddy, Bible study. It is. It's got character to it. You know what I'm saying? It's like
yeah.
some of these guys you listen to, and it's like, you know, a couple of minutes into the teaching. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, we serve a party God, man. Didn't he make it a law? Like, you know, hey, it's a law that you party. I got like 7 party dates for you.
Yeah.
Right? So we cut loose a little bit up in there.
Come over here. Let me give you some wine. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway. God, what was it? Oh, yeah. So I don't know if you heard the story about the young man who went to high school and he had an American flag in the back of his truck. And the administration made a big deal with it. They told him he had to take it down. He couldn't bring it to school again, yada, 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 all this garbage. And, you know, at first they told him it went against the school policy. There was no policy. And then the principal said, well, you know, it's kind of dangerous. It's a big flag. It's on the back of his truck. And, you know, if somebody's driving and they can't see on the other side of the truck, there might be an. It's like, man, dude, you're doing like the pretzel thing to try to make something work here, aren't you? And, But finally, the boy went out, and he was allowed to keep the flag there because it went national, and the principal didn't want to hear about it. But a local wrap company called him and said, hey, how would you like it if we wrap your truck in the American flag? You know? So, they can't make you take that down. And so they did, and everybody's applauding it. He's having a ball. But, I mean, we're not talking about, I don't know, the Gadsden flag or the Confederate flag. We're not talking about any of these other flags that they've had. We're talking about the American flag, the one that protects them and allows them to be the morons they are, you know, without being put in jail, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, I was gonna say, I guess them saying the Pledge of Allegiance is out of the question, man. But, yeah, I, what their problem is with the American flag is, but as you know, where we understand that, hey, this flag represents a nation that acknowledges the God-given rights of man, that's what our flag represents.
Right.
And unfortunately, that's totally dyslexic compared to what they think it means. They think it's a flag of oppression and colonialism and all that sort of flag of slavery and the flag of anti-women's rights. That's what they think that it is. And none of which is true. You know, it's just like these people who want to kneel, you know, when the national anthem is being played because they think that the flag represents all these things. It's like, no, it doesn't. This is what happened to these people who think this stuff. The flag itself, like I said earlier, represents a nation that acknowledges the God-given rights of man, that our rights come from God. That's what the flag represents. But when you have people who decide that they want to take it and they want to distort what it means, that's not the flag's fault. That's their fault. They want to take it and they want to promote whatever perversions that they want to do underneath it. And these people vote for the same party that wanted to do that. The Democrats have always done this. All the racism and the sexist stuff, that was always Democrats who did that and did that under the American flag. So it's not the flag's fault. It's their fault.
Yeah. Yeah, it is beyond me sometimes when I hear what they have to say, and I say we're talking about the American flag. I mean, the flag that whose Constitution allowed you to get elected for office, right? Mm-hmm. The flag under the Constitution that protects your sorry butt in that school. You know, yeah. I mean, I love it. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, that's what's supposed to be upheld, you know, and then there's supposed to be people who mobilize to uphold what that flag is supposed to represent, uphold what our Constitution says, you know, what these boundaries are, you know, about right. What the state can do, about what people can do amongst each other and stuff like that. That's what we're supposed to uphold, you know, but like I said, people take these things and they pervert it and then they want to blame, you know, the founders and blame the flag and blame the Constitution. It's like, that's y'all's perversion that did that.
Yep, no kidding. Seriously. And you know what? And again, there's no reason for this. They don't have to do this. All right. I got some really good ones for you. I'm sure that you'll enjoy immensely. One of them was, do I have enough time to pull this? Yeah, I have enough time for this one. We won't do the whole thing. So somebody sent me this video, and I'm thinking of my, you know, sent me a link to the video anyway, and I'm looking at it, and what dawned on me during the video as it was, you know, moving through was they're treating this transgender movement, they're treating it like it's God's gift, and you can decide and recreate or create yourself any way you want to. That God told you, you can be whatever you want. Take a listen. My mom told me I could be whatever I want, but I didn't go think she went this far with it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Here we go.
Same reason God made wheat, but not bread, and fruit, but not wine, so that humanity might share in the act of creation.
Hello guys and gals and non-binary pals. You know, life isn't about finding yourself. It's about creating yourself.
And we can embody our genders in empowered acts of self-creation.
Queerness is an act of creation.
God made trans people for the same reason he made wheat but not bread.
And God created grapes but not wine.
So that humanity can share in the art of creation.
Pardon. Is a beautiful, sacred.
Being transgender is not a choice. It is a realization, and honestly, a somewhat spiritual one.
It's not with our eyes, but with our heart that we see we're trans. And so it is inherently an act of faith.
Today's affirmation is trans people are sacred.
Being trans is a beautiful, sacred thing God created.
And I think we generally in our society don't view transitions with the sacredness, any kind of transitions with the sacredness that we should. And trans people go through like a very powerful one.
My religion? Transgenderism.
God is non-binary.
You want to help? You look like somebody hit you in the head with a baseball bat. Are you okay?
Yes. I think the ones that really need help are these people, and more than that, they need Jesus. And okay, so it looks like they're doing a lot of cherry picking of scripture and some scripture word salad and stuff like that. One of the things that they're really leaving out, something that we all should know, is that they're leaving out that verse that says, "Thou shalt not take the Lord's name in vain." basically don't take the Lord's name in vain and assume to have the authority of God to justify your sins and justify your perversions. So that's why the commandment is don't take the Lord's name in vain. God lets us know that he's sovereign. There's only one of them. We don't get to assume to be gods and assume to how we're going to recreate ourselves and be the God of our own image and change ourselves into something else. That's not how that works. The Lord made it very clear. I made you a man. I made you a woman. If I made you to be both, I would have just made one of you. I would have just laid Adam and said, hey, Adam, whatever your mood is, dude, you can be whatever gender you want. It's like, no, I made you and I made another person, which is a female. She has definitive characteristics. Adam, you have definitive characteristics. So, you know, they're talking about this, you know, sharing in God's creation. We are the creation. We don't share in this creative work per se, in this transforming. The Lord already told us that he facilitates our transformation. He does that. Right? In a moment, in a twinkle of an eye, we will be transformed. Let him do that. Leave that to the professional. Right? You don't do it, but he does.
Yeah. Yeah, but look at, you know, you look at, to your point, I love these local quote unquote atheists sent me a scripture about something that I was doing. And I'm like, dude, really? You don't even believe this stuff. How do you discern something you don't believe? You read nothing above it, nothing behind it, you know? And even our own people who throw up that one-line scripture, right? We're not supposed to judge. Mm. And you go, really? Have you read any other part of the book, or is it just that one line you keep going to?
When they talk about judgment, I mean, look at the judgment that they pass on themselves. The bigotry that they have against themselves is, and not only that, it's greedy. It's like it's not enough for you to be one gender; you got to be most. That's greedy, and you're making a judgment to where you're about to butcher yourself. You're about to butcher what you were born as to assume to become something else. And then they want to talk about like they have no choice to do that. It's like yes, you do. You know, it's like if you feel like you could be transformative, then the liberty of being transformative comes with a choice. You can't, it's like, and you know, and the thing is, Joe, I see we're up against the clock, man. I don't want to, I could bring that on the other side.
Yeah, yeah, please do, because, you know, a lot of this stuff, again, people not thinking it through, they take bits and pieces of this, and they think they have all the answers. You go, oh, my God, it's a bigger picture. You need to always look at the bigger picture. It's not just, and they feed you little tidbits of it, hoping that you can't figure out how to put it together. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Alfonso Rangel with Zoe as soon as we return.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. You open your mouth, you say something, you make a difference. And make sure you have a fact. Make sure you have the fact, though. Do not just spew your feelings, because your feelings aren't always fact. It's really that simple. Alfonso Rachel joins us, as he does every week. Always lovingly refer to him, and so always appreciate his time with us. And Zoe is the host of the Zopian Den Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. And where do they find these fine podcasts and words of wisdom?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, so hopefully you guys will tune in and become a member there and join our little community there.
There's a membership?
Yeah, it's free. Yeah. You know, just come and be part of our little Bronze Serpent City.
I don't know. I wouldn't join any membership that would have me as a member. I'm not so sure I'd be good with that.
Oh, come on, Groucho.
But, really, since you were talking in the last segment, about how the transgender movement has gone so far that even the LG and B don't want anything to do with them anymore. You can easily find those online where they're saying, hey, you know, we got our parts and pieces. We know what we want to use them for. We don't want to remove or add or whatever, modify.
Yeah, right. Yeah, but you know the thing, and they try to make like they're virtuous or they've got like some sort of moral compass by saying that, you know, we don't want to be part of these people who are trying to influence kids to, you know, to trans and stuff like that. And that's not what it's about. The reason why the gay community is distancing themselves from the trans community, the so-called trans community, is because gay people say that we're born this way and we cannot change what we are. Whereas trans are like, well, we may have been born this way, but we can change what we are. So it's a total conflict of interest, and that's why it's done. But to that point that you just brought up, yeah, you know, when gay people, you know, when men, when they want to be with a dude, they want to be with a dude. They don't want to be with a girl impersonating a dude, or they don't want to be a dude who looks overly effeminate. Hey, y'all probably remember... what's that guy? You guys remember that movie, The Crying Game? That actor Jay Davidson, very effeminate, you know, homosexual, right? If you see him today, he looks nothing like that. He's butch, right? He's tatted all over, shaved his head, and all this sort of stuff. He looks like an MMA fighter now.
It's
like, wow, that was a big change. And his reasoning for that, Joe, is because I'm gay. Because gay men want to be with a man who looks like a man. I wasn't getting any action looking as feminine as I was looking. I was alienated. So I butched up so men would want me.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. That is funny.
Yeah.
All right. So what is going to drive you nuts? Okay. And this is, did you know that, you know, life beginning at conception really is not a Christian belief? I don't know if you were aware of that. I'm not sure. But
that's a new one on me.
I know, right? So, you know, the story, it's a mainstream story. It's on MSN, right? So, you know, it's easy to believe that the story goes on to say that it's easy to believe the premise that life begins at conception. Right? That it's a timeless theological component of Christian belief, but it's not. So it's neither unanimous belief in the history of Christianity nor a classic American Protestant doctrine. He went on to say that if you believe or believing the sanctity of life from the moment of conception is not longstanding in Protestant theological tradition. Theologians like, Cotton Mather or John Wesley or Jonathan Edwards, those Protestant forefathers were more likely, now he's guessing, right? They were more likely to believe that abortion, while inadvisable, was not murder until it was quickened. And which what they meant by that was the mother feels it move somewhere near 18 weeks. It's like, really? So... when God puts that spark of life in you, that doesn't much mean anything, right?
So is this person must be coming from the same neighborhood as that one person who came out the other day and said that nobody is born a virgin. There's no such thing as virginity. I'm like, okay.
Got it.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right. There's a woman out there who's saying that. I think it's a woman. Man,
really?
I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah. There's no such thing as virginity. So, okay, life doesn't begin. So that whole thing about the Lord saying that he knew us, you know.
Keep going.
Forcing a miscarriage, if you will, or causing a child to be born unalive is punishable by death in the Word of God. For example, if two people are fighting and a woman gets in between it and the man strikes the woman and causes her child to be born dead, you are to trade life for life. Life for life. That's what the Word of God says. So, you know, I think in the womb, the child is...
Are you sure he didn't say almost life for life?
No. Nope.
Potential life for life? I mean, I just want to make sure you got this straight.
Hey, man, I examined it in the Hebrew and the context and all that sort of stuff to make sure there's no other... You know, no, looking in the Hebrew lexicon and saying, does it mean almost or anything like that? No, no, just life.
What you perceive to be life, what identifies as life. What, I mean, I'm trying to use... I'm trying to use the thesaurus. It's just not rolling off my tongue easily. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you, man. We try to give them the benefit of the doubt. Say, man, where are you getting this from? You know, let us reason together. Oh, yes. You guys are allergic to reason. Sorry about that. It's like throwing salt on a snail or holy water on the exorcist girl or something.
Yeah, no, it is true. And sometimes you sit back and say, okay, let me see how they're trying to figure this out or how they're getting this or where they're getting it from. You know, and it's not that you want to necessarily agree with them, but you want to be able to speak with them about it instead of just yell at them about it, because that's usually what our people do. They like to yell at people. And that's no way to pull someone over. That's no way to open somebody to a dialogue on these kind of things, right?
Hey, I tell you what, man, I know exactly where they get this from. I know exactly where they are because... Hey,
oh, from the pit. Go ahead. Other than that.
They're all about the truth is relative, right? And what? And the truth is universal and it's the universe that we respond to. And interestingly enough, man, in Greek mythology, the word for that universe is Uranus. And that's where they get this stuff from. It's like, you got this out of Uranus, didn't you? Yeah, that's exactly where it came from.
Oh, God. You know, now you got me all kerflunked over here, whatever the word is. I don't know, but what else was going to? I had another beautiful story. Yeah, your governor has had it, even with the with the Supreme Court. Well, actually, the Supreme Court came down on his side. It was the appellate court there, the Fifth Circuit appellate court that again. Almost immediately went against the Supreme Court again. It's like, what? Are you people awake or what? Are you watching what's going on around you? You know, here's the illegals. They're coming over the border. We got video of it. They're coming over the border, cutting the fences down, or tearing down the fences, right? Hitting the National Guard, you know, knocking them down. And I'm going, hey, don't they have guns? I mean, seriously, you're attacking me. It's not like you're simply trying to push me out of the way or standing nose to nose. Now you're coming after an official of the United States, and we're supposed to kind of laugh it off and go, oh, they're having a hard time.
Yeah, that's a lot of restraint, man. And, you know, I guess that maybe they're expecting, like, you know, these people to just unload a bunch of rounds on them. But, you know, like I said, you know, we're not as eager to get out there and, you know, are talking about our military, the way it is now, it's like, who knows, you know, in a little while, you know, the way things are going, how wokeism is taking over. But, and the sad part of it is, man, I think we had a judge in Illinois that says, constitutionally, illegals, she didn't call them illegals, but, these people who are coming into our country illegally that they don't acknowledge as illegal, but they have the right to carry firearms.
So let me, she said that they constitutionally had the right. So I'm sitting here thinking, well, constitutionally, lady, they can't be here.
Right.
Constitutionally, they're called illegal aliens. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so do we? Using your terms, do we cherry pick?
Absolutely.
The Constitution.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you absolutely sure. I mean, we're telling them reasonably, right? We're usually saying, hey, you do understand that they're illegal immigrants. Right? They don't acknowledge that they're illegal.
No.
That's the problem. No. You know, so they
people
imagine
can't
that
be illegal. What's wrong with you?
Right. Thank you. Right. There's no such as an illegal human being. It's like, really? Well, what about them? The children that haven't been born yet? If they try to cross the border into free air breathing territory, you put them to death. Right.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, yeah. Evidently, I guess there is such thing as an illegal human being, as far as you guys are concerned. But if they feel like they don't, if, because these people are voter stock for them, they have an agenda.
Yeah, true. That's true.
You know, yeah. So it doesn't do any good for us to try to, you know, tell them that, you know, they're illegal.
Okay. Real quick. Easter or Resurrection Day?
Oh, Resurrection Day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I thought we could celebrate Resurrection Day till about noon, 1 o'clock, and then we could switch to Easter so we eat the chocolate bunnies and eggs and stuff.
You know, we'll have the chocolate bunnies.
Yeah. God bless. Hey, tell people where they can get your music, find the Anti-Friday Study Bible Study, and so on.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. You can check out Zoloft, the Zopium Den, Music Project Sledge X. Become a member. It's free. And it's fun.
You know, think about something. What a dichotomy when you have, they want to celebrate Easter, which has to do with the fertility god, I guess, so they can kill it. Well, I don't know. I'm so confused. But anyway. God bless. Have a great rest of the week.